Hello, it's been a little bit of a hiatus since we last posted a podcast, but don't worry, we're gonna keep coming back because I pay money.
We were on this an island drinking so coconuts.
We're gonna keep posting because it's like
we ball.
Yeah, we ball. And the monthly subscription reminds me that we ball.
We ball.
I've been thinking about doing a playthrough of Before the Storm next. We just did the Quarry playthrough. It's on our YouTube as well. We streamed it on Twitch.
They needed more gay people in that one.
So we're going to play Before the Storm. Life is Strange Before the Storm, so that there will be lesbians in it. We're just thinking of all of you. You to feel like life is worth living and important.
Life is worth living and important, and there's so many experiences, and you will definitely laugh until you cry many times before you leave this earth. So,
unless you're leaving tomorrow, then you've already laughed enough.
No, I mean, there's always time for more laughter.
Yeah, you're right.
Why not just call it a day, you know?
Yeah.
Take off work.
Just be a silly little
for people fellow. Who can do that. I've been chilling. I've been being chilling in my room.
We've decided we're gonna watch all the Muppet movies, so I feel like we should do an episode about all the Muppets.
We should, yeah, we should do a Muppet themed episode. I started taking care of myself. It's really cool stuff.
Yeah, really cool stuff. Got a suit tailored for the first time. I felt like a mafioso.
Yeah, that lady was.
Put my cigarette out in her hand.
I don't know, I felt like she was feeling you. It's funny because if you were there, you would know that she was not fucking feeling her. She was like a middle-aged woman Eastern Europe who was just doing
I mean, she was literally like feeling part of me when she was putting the fabric.
You were feeling me?
I thought you were saying it like that. I didn't realize you were saying it was like in like a kind of. She was not feeling me.
You thought she was feeling you?
Name of the place is Sue Amazing.
Oh yeah, and they can't so amazing. I guess, this.
But I guess I say it like Sue because that's how it's spelled. But it's so amazing.
It's Sue Amazing. That's like a Canadian saying, Sue Amazing, bro. That's like the only like Sue's dude.
Yeah,
I'd be being chilling. I don't know. I don't know.
I was thinking about New Year's resolutions. I already have all mine for the next year. And I remember Sage actually told me that people who write them down don't usually get them done, but most of mine from last year are done, so that makes me feel really special.
Because you are special, but you're also someone who loves to make lists.
I love making lists so much.
This bitch loves to make a list.
I'm a huge fan of lists.
She's a list.
If there's not a list, don't invite me, because I don't even. What's on the itinerary? Like, what are we doing here? There's no list. There's no list. I'm on the no-fly list, because I love lists.
I'm on the FBI watch list, because
I love being on a list.
Not a lisp.
I messed that up completely.
It's okay.
What are your New Year's resolutions looking like?
Mine are mostly about like exercise and like taking care of myself basically. So I've already started.
Excellent. I have not started yet
because it's like an arbitrary date. So I'm like, might as well just start now.
The date is important to me specifically. Like, to me, it feels like, all right, I got some time before this shit gets real. Yeah. My goals, I have a list if you'd like to hear it.
Sure.
Move out, finish writing Two-Headed Girl, next album, get a kitty, read 30 books, run a lot, cut down phone time, get a new job, build a wah pedal, modify your amp, the fashionably lady pee, and work on new Cat's Cradle songs.
Nice. I think most of those you'll definitely get done, at least
most of them, I think.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not about, to me, it's not about trying to place my goal as something I have no control over. My goals are just things that, I generally do have control over so that I can actually get them done.
Yeah, no, I feel that. I mean, mine is just about, you know, exercise and, like, grooming myself well.
Grooming yourself well, on Discord?
No, I don't mean, like, a Discord game. I mean, usually I'll just get up and put my hair in a hat and call it a day.
I mean, that's kind of fine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, I'll brush my teeth and put on my contacts and, like, get dressed and all that, but it's just, like, I'm not really, like, looking and paying attention to, like, you know, like...
You're trying to be Rico Suave.
It gives me a confidence boost. I'm already Rico Suave, bitch.
Sorry. I didn't mean to.
I've been there. I've done that.
I didn't
that.
Mean to miss.
I taught him
you.
Everything he knows.
I misgendered you. You are Rico Suave. I'm very sorry. I apologize.
Yes. I need a statement, official statement.
I will make a statement.
I was telling Aiden about basically this person who has really good looks and stuff. And he's like, oh, so she's like she's like the guy from Drive for you. Like all those guys who keep trying to be the dude from Drive. You know, like they buy the scorpion jackets and shit, and they have like the gloves.
So she's like how is she that for you?
I don't know. Because I was like, you know, like she dresses really well. I want to dress like that. And then so Aiden was like, so she's basically the driver from Drive for you. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like those
dudes
who like try to act mysterious and like they always wear the Drive jackets. I've only seen this on the internet, by the way. It's usually like some basement dwellers. Andy's looking around really.
Sorry, I lost my donuts and now I'm getting concerned. Oh, there they are.
Oh, my fucking God.
Okay, sorry.
They were always gonna be in the room. I didn't know that. There was no need. You really weren't listening.
My thick self needed to know that there was donuts in the room.
You weren't listening to my driver.
I listened
analogy.
To it. I know who you're talking about, okay. And I know that you're saying.
And I wrote Driver about the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I told someone it was just about driving, which is kind of funny. Oh, could you lock the door so this man doesn't disrupt us?
Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry.
Just being chilling with my dad.
There's creatures
in the night.
Yeah.
It's close to midnight. Wait, oh shit, I'm not supposed to sing
don't,
a fucking song.
That's
you know,
that was
he's
an
dead.
That was an original.
He's dead. That was an original and also he's dead and he's been dead for 80 something years. So
we had a technical difficulty. Which wasn't real. It just
how
stumbled.
Strenuous. I will never recover.
We work really hard, so you should consider
we
that.
We are in the podcast minds right now.
Yeah, we're in the podcast minds, so you should definitely give us
drilling
money.
Into podcasts right now and giving you guys
you have to subscribe to us on Patreon
and find
or it means you want us to get jobs, which is so sad.
I mean, I already have a job, so I think, you know,
it means you want me to have a job,
yeah,
which is very sad, and you shouldn't do that to me.
Yeah,
I have a lot of things to do in a day.
Dude,
I have a lot of taking care of myself is a full-time job.
You're just a princess though, like
I am
doing shit while we're
I am a princess. I don't know why you're joking.
It pisses me the fuck off when you do some shit while we're podcasting. I'm like, yo, we're having a conversation right now.
We are, but I can't multitask. Like, I can't open this Mountain Dew.
No, you can, because that doesn't require your attention. There's a difference, but it doesn't require the same amount of attention that, like, typing in and, like, clicking shit does. It's like a visual, like, you're processing information, and then, you know, you're, like, using your hand-eye coordination. I mean, you're using your hand-eye coordination for that, but that's about it. You're not even really looking at it.
Oh, that's true. Bing Shilling or whatever. Isn't that the name of, like, an ice cream company?
I don't know, but it sounds like the John Cena ice cream ad that our friend can do it pretty... I mean, I wish he was here right now, but, you know, just imagine it for yourself. How about
He can repeat it perfectly like John Cena.
Yeah.
So with the American accent speaking Chinese.
Mm. The famed American accent speaking Chinese.
Very profound.
We've all seen that movie that shows that so well. I'm joking.
I was like, what movie?
I'm absolutely
I was really not understanding what movie we were speaking of.
What movie are you speaking of?
Hey, I don't go in your room and bully you.
Shit, you've been bullying me.
What? How?
My whole life, baby.
What?
Yeah.
Are you being profound right now?
From the jump. I was going to say from the grave. Holy shit. No, from birth, from the jump, not from the grave. The grave
I don't feel end. Like I don't feel like I'm bullying you. I'm sorry.
No, you're tossing me around.
Right now?
You throw me under your stairs.
Am I
grab a little screwdriver and you poke me with it whenever our parents aren't looking.
Wait, is this happening right now? Is this in the room with us?
No. It just keeps happening and then you like crawl into a hole, that hole in the wall that you made.
I don't have any holes in my walls that I made.
God damn. All right, well, I'm not gonna bring family business.
Yeah.
You know how it is in the mob.
I'm not really rageful.
We're like mafiosos.
I get my revenge by blocking you on Instagram, and that's kind of what the extent of my
That's
maliciousness.
Good. A lot of people struggle internally with anger, but it's good to know that you are so free of it.
Yeah, I just can't be bothered. You know, I'm too busy taking care of myself, which
Jesus
is a full-time
Christ.
Job.
Oh my fucking God. Yeah.
You don't like
Wonderful.
That. You don't like that.
Like, I am in pain.
I think it's a good joke.
Yeah.
I hope you don't think that I sincerely believe that taking care of myself is a full-time job.
No, I mean, like,
I'm just coping with the fact that I really want it.
I mean, you know, like, I kind of believe you in a sense. You know, like,
once you've been unemployed long enough, it kind of is a full-time job.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you make things for yourself to do. So I'm like, technically, yes, you are filling your time. But at the same
It's not, you know, I'm not earning any money or, you know, working towards something usually, which makes me a little triste, but, you know, we rage on.
We rage on.
Sorry for dropping that Spanglish to our viewers. I hope you know we're Latina.
You should work in fast food like me.
I already worked in fast food 2 different times, so I'm quite good.
Okay, then you don't really want a job, I guess.
I do. I just don't want to work at Burger Subway Hut again.
Okay, well, fair enough.
But yeah. You know who I feel bad for? McDonald's workers. That shit is like,
every time I see them, I'm like, I feel like I'm seeing, like, come and see, you know, like,
yeah, you got the cover.
Is looking completely dejected, and she's got just, like, a deadness to her eyes that's, like, lost all hope, and you're just like, oh, God. And, you know, the content of the movie, which is also just very harrowing.
Yeah.
That's what I see in those workers' eyes at McDonald's. It's like I look into their eyes and then I have like a 90-year like lifetime of like suffering and pain, and then it just goes back to me in the McDonald's and I'm like, whoa.
If I ever make a lot of money, I'm just gonna like hand someone at McDonald's like, I don't know, $1,000 and be like, leave. Find something else.
I don't think that'll do, though, because, you know, they gotta pay rent every month. Let's think about this. What if they got kids, you know? What if McDonald's, they probably don't have insurance, I gotta be real.
Yeah.
But if they do, wow.
It was more so of a hypothetical. I don't think McDonald's has insurance.
Yeah, I don't think they do. Yeah, I'm on McDonald's insurance, and they just, like, inject you with, like, mac sauce or
yeah.
some shit.
You get, like, beef fat injected into your blood.
Yeah.
Did you hear about J-Lo? Apparently, like, will go behind whatever husband she's having at the time's back and, like, take the tip back that the husband gives out. She's like, no, I'm apparently known for doing this.
Oh, for...
And it's like a $1,000 tip type deal that she takes back.
Wait, why does she do that?
I mean, she's rich, and a lot of rich people are a little malicious with their money and their intentions.
That would be fucking heartbreaking.
She did that to me, I'd be like, that's really funny, but you cannot fucking sing and I'm taking this money.
Yeah. I'd be like, how is Shanti doing right now?
Yeah. Because I know you did not sing those songs, so.
And Mark Anthony always slayed and you never did, so.
Yeah. Plus L, plus ratio.
Plus L, plus ratio, plus he's the only reason your daughter can sing.
That's true.
That's just bars.
Like, she did not get that from you.
Yeah. She probably just got, like, you know, saying, I'm Jenny from the block or some shit from her mom. You know, she could probably say that really well.
I like that, like, I think it was, like, a series of screen caps of her visiting her old neighborhood, and there were, like, these old white people living in the house she, like, or, like, the house or apartment she grew up in.
Yeah.
And she just, like, went there, she's like, I'm Jenny from the block, and they had no idea who she was.
Yeah, they're probably, like, is the war over?
Which war? They can't even remember.
Yeah, they're like, oh, shit, is it two or the Korean one? Or, like, you know, where are we going here?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure where we are in the specter of time.
Whoa. Sorry, that was a good phrase.
Thank you. I just came up with it myself. I'm not even sure if it's a correct thing.
I mean, to say. I don't even know if it's correct either, but you know, some nerd will probably check that out.
If you say something confident enough, then people would just assume it's a real thing. Unless it's very obviously ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you just need the riz.
Yeah.
You know, the confidence.
Absolutely.
It's about drive. It's about power.
It's about the movie Drive and getting the scorpion jacket in real life.
It's about getting the scorpion jacket and the leather gloves and carrying around a hammer with me at all times.
Yeah, that's
and
how you...
just, like, mumbling to myself, but not really making eye contact and conversation. Actually, I usually do that, but, like, that's just me.
That's, like, how you pick up women, though, and 2023.
Whoa.
That's how people are gonna pick up women, is by wearing the Drive jacket.
I'm telling you, if this is the year for the lesbian twink, I feel so confident about this. I know that beautiful things are about to occur.
It's the year for the lesbian twink, so I'm feeling pretty happy about this.
I'm thrilled. I'm
like, woohoo!
Thrilled.
Yay! Yeah. Woohoo! Yay!
I'm like, yeah, it's a great time to be a lesbian twink. I would recommend it if you could change that about yourself, I guess, which I don't think you can. I think those sort of things are kind of immutable. What is that?
That just means it's clipping a little baby girl. Don't worry about it.
Okay. I just wanted you to know that it was clipping then for a while.
Thank you. Yeah, it's fine. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I think we're quite good here.
We are quite good.
Next episode soon. Sorry we've been so in and out of it.
I'm getting sushi. I don't know much about sushi. What should I get? What's like a beginner's guide?
Well, I can't answer you.
Yeah, I know, but like, you know, think about it for me, please.
You should comment on our latest Instagram post what sushi she should get. This is how I will know somebody
is out there.
Listen to the whole thing. Nobody's gonna comment.
No,
okay.
I legit feel like we're broadcasting to like a radio wasteland and we're the last people alive and like this is our fucking signal that we send, but it's just us having a conversation.
Yeah, so let her know what sushi she should get. Thanks for listening to Double Brain Think Tank.
SOS. Yeah.
We have a Instagram, a YouTube, a Twitch, and a Patreon. And if you want to follow us elsewhere, too bad, because I'm not making those accounts.
We also make fire music.
Yes, but if they follow this, they might already know this.
Yeah, you would already know that. If you were following this, you'd be home by now.
If you were a real Angie head, you would know that.
If you're a real Angie head, you'd be home by now.